Inaccurate or accurate?
Inaccurate. Well, referring to the people prior to the existence of the formation of the country of America, that would be inaccurate. But that's obviously a small issue compared to what, I'll just go ahead and fast forward to the larger ones. Next, I object to the generalization of Native Americans, especially in correlation to the specificity of the Dutch. This framing is incongruous with the thousands of indigenous nations in existence and still presently in existence in this country. For instance, I live in Philly for 3 years. You would never confuse an Irish person and an Italian person. So lumping the people together is inaccurate. And I'm getting to the point of why I'm being so nitpicky with these points as I relate to historic preservation in just one moment, if you could bear with me. I also object to the framing of indigenous people as mere inhabitants. This term frames these people incorrectly and comparatively against a European standard of citizenry, and thus as subservient, possibly non-intellectuals, incapable of grasping, and or utilizing a democratic system. Next, Native Americans are once again framed incorrectly and demonstrated as the following passage. They lived and hunted only in the many tributaries and bays in the country. So again, we're always, and especially even on the county website, the state website, and towns, et cetera, the Native Americans are always talked about as hunting, et cetera.
Did you say it categorizes them as Mary, M-E-R-R-Y?
No. Many, I said they lived and hunted along the many tributaries.
Prior to that, I'm sorry.
Native Americans are once again framed incorrectly.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. And again, I'm getting to the point of why I'm making all these smaller points. So when you continually phrase them as they hunted, and then the next sentence you juxtapose that with the Dutch established a trading post, you understand the difference in framing those two groups of people and their respective nations. You're saying one group of people is capable of understanding the grasp and the magnitude of the philosophy of commerce, and the other people, not again.
You're saying the Indian nation, and they could grasp commerce, so we shouldn't disparage them by suggesting that maybe the Dutch had a more refined.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's not reflective of the other history that's presented in the school system, et cetera. I'm just holding this to a higher standard. Exactly, capable of understanding the complexity of the commerce. I'm finished with that paragraph, which was three sentences, 12 pages to go. Still on page one, labor and production are mentioned. Curiously absent in this history version are the enslaved persons, numbering approximately in the hundreds of thousands who provided this free labor and trade that is mentioned. Page two, I mentioned the multitude of previous issues, basically to demonstrate the correlation of the historical bias in this version of history as it relates to what I'm going to talk about now, which is the meat and potatoes, finally, of historic preservation and the bias that I have researched over the past 3 years. Historically, indigenous and African American communities, currently historic African and indigenous communities are being destroyed by gentrification, a process Ms. Eccles previously elucidated to. Not on an annual, not on a monthly, not on a weekly, but on a daily basis. If you drive through the areas of Jimtown, if you drive through the areas of quote-unquote West Rehoboth and other similar areas, you will see all the signs going up. And once these communities are down, we have no basis of recollection for why these people actually had to live in these communities in the first place. The deterioration of historically colored schoolhouses in this county is utterly appalling. Again, this relates to the historic preservation report, as historic preservation is charged with preserving these buildings. It really is utterly appalling, and for people like myself, whose father, aunts, uncles, grandparents, and elders were all forced to attend these subpar schools due to prejudice exhibited by the towns, the state of Delaware, and this county, it's truly heartbreaking. If nothing else, it is, you know, somewhat borderline pathetic to see certain areas, towns in the county that have tremendous disproportionate funding, and other areas have absolutely none. At the county level, historic preservation, for lack of a better word, I can say it is a joke, and I apologize if that seems offensive, but I'll explain why I say that. Currently, only one individual operates his office, Mr. Dan Parsons, and by the way, he is phenomenal, so I try to say good things whenever I can. He is absolutely phenomenal. I commend you on that selection. I asked the council, and please feel free to answer this question, how can one single individual